operation. It's just a matter to be there to take care of it.
You see families sitting there on these beds covered with mosquito nets, and it's because the families have to stay at the hospital to take care of their children or the patient who's there. They have to be the ones to bring them food.
It's a different experience, and families would sleep underneath the cots. So it was very much a, you know, the whole family would come in and support the loved one as they recovered.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them are abandoned.
I learned from Junior, there were two little girls in a bed and then a little boy in a bed. They've been abandoned because they have some medical problems that their families couldn't deal with. So they're here in this hospital and they have no one, no family members to take care of them, no one to...
What you're listening to is from a Give Hope Global medical team documentary that Beth Troutman was part of, put together several years back. And this was Haiti recovering from what happened in 2010.
Right.
And here we go again.
Yeah, and it's so heartbreaking. And let me say that just the time that I spent in Haiti working with the incredible folks at Give Hope Global absolutely changed my life and changed the course of my life. Meeting these folks actually changed the way that I was making decisions. You know, I left the anchor desk at WCNC and 8 days later was on the ground in Lakai. And Lakai is in that southwestern peninsula part of Haiti. And it was basically, you know, the epicenter of this current earthquake, which was a 7.2 magnitude. And because of the connection I have with Give Hope Global, I've been getting updates on what's going on the ground, what's going on with infrastructure. And so we wanted to bring in somebody to really give us perspective on how devastating this has been and what they're doing to prepare for this tropical storm, this tropical system coming through. So we have Roger Braswell joining us.
Yeah, Roger Braswell is on the WBT hotline, and I'll let you set up Roger is.
Well, he is a local businessman who has been incredibly successful, who has taken that business acumen and he's applied it to this nonprofit that he co-founded with his daughter. It's called Give Hope Global. It's based here in the Charlotte area, and they have an orphanage that they have really revitalized in Lakai. They also have created this medical community to help the Haitians be, self-promoting and really try to stay healthy and successful on their own two feet. And they've just been so remarkable in funding medical teams, in helping this orphanage. But now they're really focusing on, okay, where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. How do we help the Haitians in this current tragedy? So Roger Braswell is here to talk with us about what we all can do. We're so glad to have you, Roger. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth and Bo. Good morning.
So Beth just said it right there, Roger. Where does the nation of Haiti and those reeling from this, where do they go from here? This is a storm, as Beth has been explaining to me, an area of the world, I should say, that is very much still recovering from what happened a decade ago, and now this on top of that.
Yeah, Bo. So, you know, right now we're in crisis mode, of course, trying to deal with what's right in front. And what's right in front, sort of in order, is first rescue. There are still people under the rubble. I got a text last night from a group that's right on the scene, and they had discovered an apartment building of 48 apartments that had collapsed, and there were still people alive last night under that rubble that they were frantically trying to get out. So rescue is certainly the first thing. Next is food and water. Food was already in short supply because of the kind of national shutdown subsequent to the assassination. And so food was already a problem before this hit. And this only makes it worse, of course. And drinking water is a problem. And then sort of third is shelter. If you think about this, so not only the people who lost their homes because they collapsed, but the people whose homes are still standing are unwilling to go back in them. You know, for the first 24, 36 hours, they were still feeling significant aftershocks and tremors. So we all of our buildings at our main orphanage withstood the earthquake, but none of our orphans or none of our young students were willing to go back into those buildings. So they slept out under a roof, just an open roof that we have.
The gratitude that just exists within the people on a day-to-day basis, which is unimaginable for some Americans, you know, to think about going through those kinds of tragedies and going through these kinds of life experiences and still, you know, being able to maintain, like you said, that resilience and that joy. The people who are listening right now who are thinking, oh, my gosh, what do we do? How do we get supplies in? How can we help? You know how, right? You can
absolutely.
Direct people.
Absolutely. By the way, we have a truckload of tarps that we managed to buy in Port-au-Prince yesterday that are on their way to Lakai this morning. But all of this takes money. So, and we have tents that are going to be flown down, medicines being flown down. We're cooperating with a number of people on the ground, soon be sending a medical team of our own there. But here's how to help. So you can text your gifts to Haiti Earthquake, all one word, 44321 is the number for Give Hope, 44321. Or you can go to givehopeglobal.org/donate or givehopeglobal.org and go to the donate button. In the notes section, put earthquake and make a gift that way. Or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 2071, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Give Hope Global, P.O. Box 2071, Fort Mill, 29716, any of those three ways. And with Give Hope, we have an organization that is high on volunteers and low on admin costs. So your money goes straight to the field. Whatever you give for this earthquake will go to relieve misery in Haiti and to help solve these problems. So we appreciate the support and the help and the opportunity to get that word out there.
Roger Braswell, we're up against the clock. We're going to have to stop it there. But that's great direct information for people. They hear about this, mm-hmm. and it pulls at your heartstrings, and you want to know, what can I do right now?
And you feel helpless.
Yeah.
This is a way to help directly, and it's a Charlotte-based organization.
Co-founder of Give Hope Global. Roger, we appreciate it. We'll keep your number and perhaps talk again as we all navigate through this and try to help those people do the same.
Happy to be available, Bo. Thanks for giving us a shot here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and thanks to Beth for connecting us. What a great organization, and good that's being done when people feel helpless. There's a way you can help.